Item number 16, from the Director of Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, submitting a semi-annual informational report on the status of all currently authorized airport capital improvement projects. The Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit took no action on this item.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. My name is Pat Walslager. I'm the Deputy Airport Director in charge of finance and administration. What you have before you is one of the two semi-annual reports that we put forward every year. It gives you a status of the capital projects. For some reason, this was delayed. This is the report from June 30th, the December report for the second half of the year. Will be done after you close the books. I'm anticipating probably the April cycle. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer any questions or go over the report if you...
Anything you'd like to bring to our attention in the report?
No, it's pretty much status quo. It's just giving you how much we've spent on each of the capital projects. I know one of the original questions and why this report was done initially was how many of the capital projects are created by fund transfer. And I think one of the things the airport has done, I've only been with the airport 2 years, but we create very few reports or very few projects by fund transfer. Most of them go through the full budget process. Occasionally there's something that comes up that's just like we've had to add a check lane in security or something like that, and it's like you have to do it now. So they've been minor projects. They're not big projects that go through.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just say we'll have a much better idea, and I think you can tell us more, too, about any projects that are having a problem with, that we're spending all our monies in the scope of the project when we get to December. That would come next cycle, then, in March. You will get this to us?
I don't know that because of our deadlines for having things, we haven't closed the books yet.
Okay.
I need to close the books, so
right.
It'll probably be April cycle.
Okay. I guess the only thing that I look at, and I presume we all do, of course, is that if and you have to come back to us, if you don't have the monies to finish a project, you wish you should know by this time, and you could transfer it to something else of a priority, and you would let us know by that time, too.
And all of those actions would have to come before this committee as a fund transfer.
And there's nothing here that raises...
There's nothing here that's raising any questions.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jersey.
Would you be the person if an audit was being done as the compliance officer with regard to these capital projects?
I would be involved. I wouldn't be the only person. Our engineering staff that we have on site are the primary oversight of all the capital projects. They are the on-site managers of the various capital projects. But from the financial point of view, the answer would be
I'm
yes.
I'm getting to the financial point of view. And I mean, the person who really follows the borrowing, what's been approved by the board, and how the projects are actually being done, and the monies authorized for them, you're the compliance person for all that, are you not?
Yes, Supervisor.
And I trust in one of the reasons for this report is you bring that back to the board to show your compliance.
Yes.
And I think most of us generally, assume that you're doing a professional job. The main question I have is, is there a person in your office that's being trained to take your place so that this kind of work can continue with some cohesiveness?
Well, Supervisor, Mr. Chair, I don't know that we per se have a succession plan, but I do have an accountant at the accountant four level who is the hands-on day-to-day monitoring of all the grants, all the funding, billing all of the funding, or billing all of the funding sources rather as the expenditures are incurred, and making sure that that's all working together the way it's supposed to work together, and monitoring the expenditures of each of the projects individually. So
you have
indirectly, I have one person, yes.
Is that person nearing retirement?
No. At least I shouldn't say that. I don't believe so. Let me put it that way.
Because I think these projects and the following of proper procedure, et cetera, I think that's extremely important. And I have become very concerned about succession planning within county government. And these are the kind of reports that give me the most nightmares. If I have to worry about things at night, these are the kinds of stuff I worry about. So I hope we at least look into that. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anything further on this? If not, this doesn't require any action, correct? Okay. Thank you.